When we ask for the base HaMikdash to be rebuilt, there are different approaches. Will it be built by us ourselves through our physical actions? That seems to be the approach of the Rambam. Will it come down from Shamayim? A ball of fire? That seems to be the approach of Rashi. Can we reconcile the two by saying we'll start the job and it will come down from Shamayim? Very possibly. When we ask Hashem, we ask that it should be very soon, that we should see it, we should witness it. But the Rav Shitz HaRebbe says something so beautiful. Build it soon, not just in our days, but with our days. It's our days have the ability to build it based on something. That's what on earth does that mean? Every single action that we do every single day lays a brick, lays a row in the Beis HaMikdash up in Shamayim till it's ready to come down again. Totally depends on our actions and the quality of our actions, on the power of our mitzvahs, says our options the Rebbe. The way that Hashem is building the Beis HaMikdash is biyameinu, when it's ready to come down, then it will come. When it's a building that's built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a binyan olam. It's an eternal building. Similarly, when it's a building that's built through the sum total of the spiritual activities of the Jewish people throughout the generations, that's a binyan olam. Because our mitzvahs go somewhere, our mitzvahs create nitzchios. Our mitzvahs last for eternity. This is the same idea of Asher Stalin said, with our days, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. No day goes to waste. Everything is crystallized into eternity or concretized into eternity. And you've got to realize that every day has its new identity. Every day has its new opportunities. Every day has its new power. A day wasted is a day that never returns. When Nitzchias wasn't created, every single action that we do has the ability to be Makarev the Geula, to bring the Mashiach that little bit closer. That's the idea of Briha, of seeing the Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu. Every single day is a contributing factor. And Sfasemis takes it further because we know it says that any generation when the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt is as if we destroyed it. What do you mean? There were so many tzaddikim in previous generations. You really think that they deserve the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed? Says the Sfasemis, no, but it works in the cumulative effect. All the days of all the generations, they all work together till Klal Yisrael is roi for the Geula. It's not that the generation of Mashiach will be more worthy than the previous generations. No, we believe in the concept of Yiridus HaDoros. Things do deteriorate over time. But every generation together helps. Every generation contributes. And therefore, in every single time, it's Boinei Yerushalayim, it's in the present. Because it's constantly going on. And therefore, every generation is making its contributions. That's what it means. Kol Dar She'eina Nivna B'Yomav. Any generation that doesn't contribute to building the Beis HaMikdash through its actions, or it's as if we destroyed it. It's a beautiful way of looking at it. We can come with our days. Every day can build the Beis HaMikdash a bit more.